Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is New Homestead social worker and marketing manager, Melissa Borgeson.
You know, something that some people have probably heard about, but maybe not too into, is assisted living. And you guys do offer assisted living there at the New Homestead.
We do.
So what is assisted living and how is it different from other programs?
So assisted living is basically the middle type program that we have, starting with independent living, which is very much so a landlord-tenant type scenario where they're just apartments that people over the age of 65 can come and live a little more independently, that don't want the role of having to take care of an entire house and yard, etc. And then the next level is the assisted living, and that's also an apartment, but it is within our facility where they have, you know, their own bedroom, living room, a kitchenette, to where they can live, again, as independently as possible, but all meals are provided, and then different services are offered depending on what is needed. So anywhere from simple things like med management all the way to hygiene, help with hygiene, and everything in between, really. And with the meals being provided and the social aspect of it, where there's activities and things of that nature. And then the next level, of course, is the nursing home level, which is 24-hour, you know, nursing and assistance. And that's kind of your the highest level of care is right there. So assistance right there in the middle, so that they, you know, individuals can have as much independence as possible, but still have that assistance that they need to live safely. So.
And what kind of group of people are you looking at when you're looking at the assisted living side of stuff?
So really, it can be anybody. I think that it really depends on where people are in their lives. You know, sometimes just as we naturally age, get to a place where taking care of a home is a lot of work and a lot of undue stress that's just not necessarily needed. And we really put these programs together to help people be as independent and stress-free as possible. And that really helps give them more to their later years in life. And many oftentimes helps them live a longer life as well when they don't have that added stress of trying to take care of a household. So, I mean, it could be anybody from, you know, someone who's had some medical issues early on, in their later years, all the way to, you know, we have age range is vast. We have people that are, you know, 65 to 70 years old living there. We have someone who's 102. So, and could go beyond, you know, I don't think it's necessarily an age. It's more of where you are in life. You just need some extra assistance that you can't do by yourself, but yet you want to live safely.
So what are some of the things that I know, kind of talking beforehand, sometimes it's up to the children when parents should go to a nursing home or assisted living. What are some of the things that they should be watching out for and should be looking to maybe look at start making that decision?
So it's an incredibly difficult decision for sure. Everybody wants to stay at home as long as possible, whether it be the aging parent or even the kids that are kind of the ones that are making those decisions or trying to help make those decisions. And I think the main things to really look for are, you know, those ADLs are the main thing that we look at. The activities of daily living, those are your everyday things like bathing and dressing, going to the bathroom. If they're able to move about the house okay, as far as going from, you know, the chair to the bed, again to the bathroom, things of that nature. If they're having problems with continence and not being able to properly take care of it. And then, of course, the most common is being able to feed themselves properly. I think that's something that myself as a child of someone that I had to look at these programs, it's difficult because our parents don't necessarily eat very well when they have trouble taking care of themselves. And that's kind of one of the first telltale signs, is if they're not eating very well, maybe losing weight or not taking their medications properly or on time. Planners are absolutely a great thing for that, but it goes beyond that, making sure they're actually taking them, going to the doctor, those things. So those are the main things that I usually tell people. You know, if those things are starting to kind of slip or you're having some some questions if those are going well, that's when I would start looking into these kinds of programs, again, to give them the best life they can before it gets too far. The whole goal here is to get them some assistance that they may need to live that lifestyle before they have to reach the point of needing the 24-hour nursing care.
What kind of severity with having those issues would you say is kind of that breaking point of, I know they kind of want to do this, but I would highly suggest going with the next one up?
You know, that can get pretty subjective, because I know many people that come into these programs lived a long time with eating out of, you know, a can of soup or things of that nature. Whereas, you know, myself would think, well, I'd want you to be able to have a more balanced diet or something to where you could eat more properly. So I think it kind of depends on the parents too. Are they the type of people that need more of a balanced diet and are getting that balanced nutrition, and has that been their life? They used to cook and they used to clean and they used to do these things, and now they barely do any of that. Are they declining to the point where they're, you know, eating TV dinners all the time or not even eating at all? Really, truly, I think it comes down to not eating at all or eating the very bare minimum because they just don't have the ability to do so. That's the biggest one. Medication management's the other one, just because it can get confusing, especially as you age and more medications are typically added, vitamins, different things are added, and it can get confusing for people. Planners aside, they can forget to take them. And so if your parents, your loved ones, or are missing medications or forgetting to take things, that's a good sign too, that this might be a great program to kind of get them into, because then you have that security knowing that they're getting their medications, they're getting a proper meal 3 times a day, things of that nature. Then the obvious things as far as toileting goes, incontinence, that's a natural thing that happens to many, many people as we age, and it's more making sure you take care of it properly and have the products that you need and are being able to clean yourself properly. Of course, those are some telltale signs too, if that's not being taken care of or if they don't have the ability to do so. You know, the whole subject is a very difficult one to talk about for sure, because no one wants to see their loved one or themselves decline to that place. But that's kind of what we're here for, is to really help give an option to take away that, some of that embarrassment, some of that insecurities that they have.
Okay. So what are the benefits of living in an assisted living community?
Honestly, I think the security for sure of knowing for yourself or your loved one that all of these things that we were talking about are really being addressed, and you've got that oversight, the eyesight on the people that they are getting the help that they need when they need it. Our assisted living is set up, they have an emergency pendant that they wear on their wrist so that if there is an emergency, if they were to fall or something of that nature, they can push that pendant and there's a nurse in the building 24 hours a day that can get there and see what's going on, if they need any kind of emergency care or they just need help getting up, things of that nature. So it's the security of that for sure. And then, like I talked about early on, it's really kind of a stress-free environment. You don't have to take care of a home. We help with the cleaning, we help with the maintaining of everything, so you don't have to worry about a yard, we don't have to worry about snow removal in the winter or, you know, cutting the grass, things of that nature. And then, you know, again, just the home, you've got to take care of just your own stuff, and we're there to help with that too, as far as housekeeping, to lend a hand and those things. You know, again, we want people to be independent and do their normal things that they're used to doing and enjoy doing, but we can be there to help them when it becomes too much.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.